Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. 1 week away from the draft. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth's laughing already. Did I mess up on something?
No. You didn't mess up anything at all. I'm just laughing at my own. You know how I am administratively. I have issues. I don't allow myself to get overly frustrated with other people's administrative issues.
Mm-hmm.
I got a wham doozy of a issue that that Ben and I are working through right now.
Oh,
and
really?
It's blowing my mind.
Okay.
Blowing my mind.
Is it anything that is about to affect the show?
No, okay. Other than that, I got to try to compartmentalize. It's one of those things where yesterday Ben and I had to do something immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately, you have to get this done.
Right.
And I protested a little bit. I'm like, I don't think this is accurate. And they're like, no, it's accurate. Get it done. And now this morning, it's like, no, we were wrong yesterday. You need to do this immediately.
Yeah.
But it's three times as much as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm going to set it aside and think about the Astros and their inability to field.
Yeah, that should cure things fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, normally after an Astros game, we would bump in with a highlight from the game, even just the final call. But there was yet another afternoon getaway day, businessman special. I got to go look and see if I'm accurate on this. There's a 50% chance that I am, because the Astros win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win one, lose one all the time. And I feel like they played like six games each week. They've had an off day each week so far. It feels that way. And it just feels like 3 weeks into the season, I have wasted many an afternoon watching this baseball team. Well,
the problem is, or you know what? I'm going to count my blessings instead of my curses, Sean.
Okay.
For one, I'm happy that Ben and I have a purpose this morning.
Yeah.
As we wade through this mess.
I would love to be part of that. I feel so left out of this kerfuffle that you've got going on.
The other thing is, though, that by and large, if you miss an Astros game these days, you really have to go back and watch one, maybe two innings.
Yeah.
Because the Astros aren't scoring.
Right.
They're certainly not scoring.
Yeah.
They scored three or fewer runs in a god-awful number of, what is it?
13 of their 18 games, they've scored three or fewer runs.
It's pretty damn impressive. Yesterday it was the bottom of the fifth, I believe, right? The top,
when St. Louis did their damage is what you're talking about.
Yeah, and they do all their damage, and if for some reason you couldn't watch the game, you can just go back and watch
That's
the bottom
true.
Of the fifth inning,
That's
and there
true.
You go. It's just been a very frustrating beginning of the season. I feel, as I count my blessings instead of my curses, though, at least it's not as bad as last year.
No, it's not. Yeah, the pitching's good at least.
You know what I didn't like yesterday? When if you go back and watch the only important half inning of the game, other than Peña's hit early on, I think it was right before the Donovan hit, that he mentioned that the Callis mentions that Donovan has the most hits in the league, but tied for second are Bregman and Tucker.
Yeah,
that was when I just go ahead and violate me with a torpedo bat.
Oh yeah, no. Keep running your finger down the list. It won't be far till you get to George Springer either. He's having a hell of a season. So it's
good
like
for George. I'm happy
it's
for
like
him.
A reunion of all. Like it's like the Astros 2017 World Series team and the 2022 team got together and had a hit making baby between those. Bregman was on both of those. And Tucker and Springer were each on one. It's just the gods are teasing us right now. I mean, I feel fortunate, honestly, and I feel fortunate that they're 8-10 right now. If you're asking me my overall feeling with this team after losing another super boring game, their one run they scored happened in the first 5 minutes of the game. Altuve and Peña both get hard hit singles up the middle, and I'm like, okay, no Yordan in the lineup today, but this could be a fun little afternoon. And they were making things happen. They were making it shake on the base pass. Peña gets that hit. Altuve does that thing where you're like, no, don't run to Finney. Runs to third. He gets there. Peña slides into second. You got second and third. Nobody out. Game just started. People aren't even in their seats yet in the stadium. And then you're like normally Yordan would be coming up, and you'd be like, okay, well, this Paredes comes up and drives in a run with a ground ball. And then, of course, the next two guys, Christian Walker and Yiner Diaz, the two worst hitters on the team right now, come up and do nothing. And then the team proceeded to do nothing for another 13 straight hitters after that. Like, it's so. And Yordan not being in the lineup yesterday. Okay, this must have been.
Well, he got hit. He had an owie, right?
Did he get an owie? He hit a home run in his last at bat the night before, 420 feet. And he's not in the lineup yesterday?
It was a very Kyle Tucker-like hit to the knee that he got,
Was it after he hit a home run? The last we saw him, he was trotting the beat. It had to be.
Sometimes that swelling pops up afterwards. And sometimes
he's a
DH! Ends up being a stress fracture that keeps you out for 10 weeks.
I get that. No, that I understand. He hit a home run in his last. By the way, hit a home run in his last at-bat. I would keep, even if this is a planned day off, I would go to him and say, hey, man, do you want to keep this thing going? Because that's what happens with Yordan. Usually, typically, when it rains, it pours. It has not poured yet this year. But he has a day off today. Like, it's April. You got to get 2 days off in April? What the hell?
You know, the other day when I just, lately I find more and more things that are just bothering me during broadcasts.
Yeah.
Various teams. Yesterday, it was Wilson Contreras, this extra L in his first name. I don't
He's got two L's.
Who the hell?
Yeah,
like he's Will Contreras because but with a son afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. That bothers you?
Yeah, that bothers me. That annoys me. You know their little flapping celebration.
That bothers me. Yeah.
The other day, and I don't fault Blum for this, and he didn't obviously mean to do this or not, but they were talking about the coach who had written a thesis in high school or college about how the Astros were going to win a World Series in 2017.
Yeah.
And that was pretty impressive to the Astros, and they hired him because of it. And Blum said, yeah, a guy writes a thesis on how to win a World Series. I'd say hire that man.
Yeah.
I thought, hey, that's Jeff Luhnow.
Yeah.
You could hire Jeff Luhnow.
He's out there. Yeah.
Have you seen what George Springer and Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman are doing?
Dude.
You know, got them.
Yeah. There was an article.
Well, not Springer, but still.
Hey, he knew exactly when to bring him up.
There you go.
It was a little depressing. There was an article yesterday. It's funny with the teams right now, like the Rockets and the Texans, these articles come out about top 10 front offices, top 10 quarterbacks, best young nucleus, this and that. And the Rockets and the Texans are in that phase where I get excited to click on the articles. The Astros are in that phase right now where they're still, from where they were a couple years ago, definitively going downward from that. Now, maybe they plateau and they come back a little bit this year. They had an article in The Athletic, according to 40 anonymous executives, who are the top 10 front offices in baseball. And I'm thinking this is one of those articles that as recently as just a few years, and this is no disrespect to Dana Brown. Like Dana Brown's done okay. It's just the team has leveled off. But I clicked it. That's an article I would have clicked like 5 years ago when Luhnow was here. And I would have been like, oh yeah, let's give it all to me. They're going to be number one or number two. Seth and I are going to debate why they got disrespected and we're only the third best front office in baseball. And now it's an article I click, and I got to run my finger down all the way to 13th. They got like, you know, 6 fifth-place votes, and that was the extent of the respect that they got. And that's where this team is right now. They've had me come in this morning, and you as well, far too many mornings early in the season, not just miserable because they lost, but miserable because they lost in the most boring fashion possible.
Yeah, don't bore me. Out. That's the number one rule in life.
Out.
Don't be boring.
Right. Be memorable. Out.
That's a good, yeah.
After out. After out. It's, ugh. God, it's brutal, man.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the curse of Jose. Well, it's really the, I would say it's the,
it's the Yuli curse. I know where you're going.
The curse of Yuli. Yeah.
The first base issue.
Gurriel. Yeah. Christian Walker has, hey, he's walking more than he was at the beginning of the season. Wow. So there you go.
Yippee.
8 walks in the last 7 games, Sean.
Yeah.
That doesn't get your juices flowing.
It's not.
That doesn't
juiceless.
Do anything. That
I'm
doesn't
dry.
Raise that doesn't raise your eyebrows a little bit.
Nope.
Like, oh.
Nope. I was thinking about this morning. About Christian Walker, because the Chandler Rome has a good article about Christian Walker and what he's going through right now. It's to Christian Walker's credit, he's completely accountable for. He's blaming nobody but himself.
As well as Jose Abreu, remember?
Yeah. No, for sure. I have no history with him, with Christian
right.
Walker.
You know,
that's this slow start. You're making me mad because I mean, no history. Like, at least Jose Abreu, we saw more frequently than we saw Christian Walker because he was in the American League. Christian Walker playing in Arizona the last few years might as well have been playing in Siberia. Like, I have no history with you. You need to start hitting better than 103 or whatever it is you are.
One of our most loyal listeners, Michael Beckman, tweeted at both you and I yesterday saying, hey, if this was Jose Abreu with this performance at first base, fans would be livid right now. And I'd say, I'd say fans are certainly not happy or pleased.
No.
But two, let's just, to lay it out, is just how bad Abreu was last year.
Yeah.
He was twice as bad as Christian Walker at this point.
Yeah.
Christian Walker has a 154 batting average. Abreu had an 85.085 batting average last year through 18 games.
And that's year two of Abreu. Like, this is, we're 18 games in with Christian Walker. I know Michael's listening. He listens to every minute of the show. That's apples. It's apples and oranges in so much as what were we, the key analogy would be, what were we saying about Jose Abreu a month into his time as an Astro? And I would feel like the tone, like, I don't think people had given up on Jose Abreu. I think it was probably, if I had to go back and listen to our shows from
in the first year,
2 years ago. Yeah, 2023. Yeah, like, ago, that's the analogy. Is like, yeah, Christian Walker's been here. He hasn't even been here for a month yet. So, yeah, if it was Jose Abreu coming off of 2 years of sucking, we'd be, I mean, that would mean he's still on the team, which we'd have been livid all of spring training that he's even still here. But I think a month in with Jose Abreu, we were still holding out hope that it would turn around. And I am still holding out hope for Christian Walker that it's turning around. The thing here is that they're batting Christian Walker cleanup every day. And unlike maybe the teams Jose Abreu was on 2 years ago, there ain't a whole lot of other good options other than to let him. Who by merit deserves to get bumped up into the four hole right now? Yainer Diaz? Jeremy Pena?
If you look at the power, just they've got the fifth lowest OPS. They've got the fourth lowest slugging percentage.
They're all singles.
And a lot of their stats only look as good as they do because they had that 14-run performance versus the Angels.
Yes.
It just... I mean, where is it? You look
good
at the Yankees, and you're like, well, sure, but they're only dominating everybody because of several huge performances. Yeah. No, that's not the same.
No.
You take that one game out, and they're just abysmally bad. Day in and day out when you watch the Astros, if you didn't see that Angels game where they had 14 runs, it is what it is. Three or fewer runs in 13 of the 17 games that weren't that Angels
game. Yeah, that weren't that Angels game. That's the stat right there, is it's just – it's not good. It's not good. And I hate that this is the tone that they set for us right out of the chute. But the thing is, a performance like yesterday is perfectly nap-inducing and putting us to sleep, and everybody else is still pretty much asleep right now. So this is an appropriate time to talk about the Astros. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Off and running on a Thursday. We're a week out from the NFL draft. Yeah. The draft pundit that predicted the Will Anderson Jr. trade says with a lot of positivity, with a lot of force in his voice, the two names he thinks the Texans are drafting. We've got that for you coming up next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.